So I hope everybody is doing fine. Yeah. How many people are connected? Sunny?
There's 17 people.
17.
What 17?
70 would be a new record. How is your life going on? How is your life doing? Yeah. I mean, we are born, and now, actually, we are more or less waiting for our death to come. Huh? No? It is important what how we use the time until we die. And when we die, from this realm, then we are born in another realm. I mean, in the human realm, we are born and we die. In other realms, you know, we just appear and disappear. In the hell realm, we appear and disappear. You know, in the heavenly realm, we appear and disappear. Only in the human realm or animal, we are born. We have to train this body. This material, cross-material body, and then we die. Appearing and disappearing is much easier. I mean, the pain of death, you know, is quite extensible. So we have to prepare ourselves that we don't get our sati, that we don't lose our sati when we are going to die. Because if we have no sati, the results of our karma will predict, where we are going. If we have sati, we can choose between different kinds of karma where we can go. But the important thing is, to use this time that we still have, wisely. Not killing away at the time with doing this and doing that, that doesn't make any sense. When we are Buddhists, we prepare, if we can do it, we prepare for the way out in this life. If we can't manage it, we at least prepare, the way so that we can in our next life continue the way. Or do you want to be born, forever and ever? Yeah? I mean, born and die, appear, disappear, whatever. It's a question you should ask yourself. All the things that you do in your life, is it necessary? Is it helping towards your goal that you have? Yeah? If the goal is, to find the way out, are the things that I'm doing good? Are they helping, to find the way out, or are they more or less useless? I mean, of course, we have to take care of this body. This body is a very valuable thing, actually. I mean, just like the Lord Buddha said, the human life, it is this kind of life or this kind of realm where we easily can find the way out. Because we have enough dukkha and we have enough sukha, so we can see, dukkha and sukha. In other realms, in the heavenly realms, we have lots of sukha, and people who are very contented, who have a lot of happiness, why should they find the way out? And if people have too much dukkha, they don't look for a way out, because it's too much dukkha, they have to look after themselves, they have to feed themselves, and so on and so on. And if they're in hell or in the ghost realms, they have too much greed, There's too much greed and there's too much hatred. We are, I mean, let's think about it, what are the five khandhas? One of the khandhas is the body. There are realms, where we don't have a body. So we only have four khandhas. There's feeling, there's thoughts, there's memory and association, and there's consciousness. And depending on the realm we are in, we have We have 5 khandhas, or we have 4 khandhas, or we have 3 khandhas, or in some, in a few realms, there is only 1 khandha consciousness. But in our realm, we have the 5 khandhas there. But who is controlling the 5 khandhas is the citta. Who is controlling the citta is avicca. And avicca is the mastermind behind what the Lord Buddha called this illusion order. And this mastermind, avicca, you know, has 3 armies. Greed, hatred, and what normally is translated as delusion. Well, what is greed? Greed is a container for everything that starts with the slightest wish I want. It would be nice to have this, or it would be nice to have that. Until we have to have it, until we can't let go of it, until we do whatever it takes, to get it. This is all greed. I mean, from the slightest greed to the most heaviest greed. And it's the same thing with the hate, This hate, starts with, I don't like this, or this is not what I want, until the heaviest hate, I need to get rid of this situation, or I need to get rid of this person, who provokes me, who constantly provokes me. So, hate, greed and hate, are containers for all these, from the slightest to the heaviest. And these are the armies. Actually, these are the 3 armies. Greed, hatred and delusion are the 3 armies that occupy our heart. We are under occupation. And this is something we have to realize constantly. We are under the occupation of greed, hatred, and delusion. And they rule us. Behind this is the mastermind of avicca. But they rule us. And most of the thing that we see, is in form of greed and hate. Delusion, I think it is not a very good translation. What does it mean, delusion? What we are deluded about, what we see, But it is also, when I look at the Thai word for delusion is long, Kwam Long. And Kwam Long also means infatuated, being infatuated with things. I mean, when we look at the body, we are infatuated with this body. Or we are infatuated with feeling. It's my feeling, being infatuated. This is probably more a better way, to describe delusion, because delusion, what is delusion? I mean, whatever we see, is that what we see, what we think we see, is that really what is there? That's you can call it an illusion, like the illusionist, who produce something, a magician who produce something that is actually not there. So think about it in this way. But what we normally encounter in our life is greed and hatred. And these are the strongest form, the strongest armies, that constantly keep us, in check. So we have to fight them. If we want to find a way out, we have to fight these 2 armies. And greed and hatred has always something to do with our body. Whenever we want something, it is in connection with our body. The body is not only, the physical form of the body, but it's also the form of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and touching. And all the forms of greed and hate are connected with this body, with its faculties. So, we have to investigate it. The only thing, how we can overcome these 3 armies, and defeat these 3 armies is through investigation. And we investigate these for the body. What is the body? I mean, take it apart. Look at it. Open it up. Look at it. Is that what you see, when you open it up? Is it something that you like? Because we do like, you know, we do like, you know, to wash our hair, to wash the body, you know, to put on nice clothes, you know, to put on perfume or whatever, yeah? Or dress it nicely, you know, whatever. Yeah? I mean, it's all concern about the body. Yeah? Most of it, when we eat food, you know, it's a concern about the body. Yeah? Yeah? All this food tastes nice, this food is not so nice, you know, and so on. Yeah? I mean, when we look at our life, I mean, in the morning, you know, we get up, you know, we eat something, we eat breakfast, yeah? Then midday, you know, we eat some lunch, you know, and in the evening we eat dinner, yeah? And if we are in Thailand, we eat 5 times, you know, instead of 3 times, yeah? Because it's so delicious. Yeah? Let me try this, let me try that, you know, and so on, and so on. Yeah? So, I mean, eating is one of, what we think is one of the pleasures of the body, but it is not. Yeah? If we are not hungry, we don't eat. Yeah? If we are hungry, you know, we do eat. Yeah? And if we are full, we don't want to eat, because if we eat more, then we will throw up. Yeah? So, I mean, where is the pleasure? Yeah? It's the same thing, you know, we have to investigate this, yeah? Eating. Yeah? Well, what do we eat? You know, there are seven tastes, you know, oily, salty, yeah, bitter, and so on. I can't, at the moment, I don't remember. Do you remember all of them? Hmm? What is it? Salty, sweet, you know, oily, and so on, and so on. Yeah. Seven tastes. Everything is made out of these seven tastes. It's a combination. Every food that we eat, yeah? I mean, we can even taste it if we want to. Yeah? I mean, we take a bite of something, you know, and then we see, you know, I mean, so it's just a mixture. Yeah? It's a mixture of these seven tastes, yeah? And think about it, you know, there's quite a few tastes, you know, that you can produce with these seven basic factors, yeah, for taste. Yeah? So it eludes us, you know, it eludes us in thinking this is something special, or this is something special, or this is something not nice. Yeah, I mean, the taste is the taste, yeah. So investigating this, yeah, investigating our life, you know, I mean, yeah. Like I said, you know, we eat, you know, and we sleep. Huh? And then the rest of the day, I mean, most of us, you know, have to work for our living, yeah? They have to work for the food, they have to work for the house, and they have to work for the medicine, hmm? And they have to work for clothes, you know, and medicine. Yeah, that's already mentioned, yeah? So the four things, so the four necessities for human life. Huh? So we work for it, yeah? And the little time that we have left over, what do? We relax, yeah? At the moment, you know, most of us, you know, they just take their handies, you know, and play with their handies. You know, look what is going on in the world, yeah? It's a waste of time. Instead, you know, I mean, if you use every moment that we have, yeah? if we wait for the bus, or if we wait for the underground, you know, close our eyes, you know, and repeat, putu, 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 to make the mind calm, or observe the breath. I mean, even in the car, when we drive to work, you know, we can do the same thing. Yeah? I mean, when we stand at a traffic light, I mean, we can do Buddha, 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 until, you know, the traffic light, you know, turns to green, yeah? And then we can go again. Yeah? We can use so many things in our life, you know, to make the mind calm. But we don't do that, you know. I mean, we constantly look, at least that's what I see, we constantly look at our smartphones, yeah. People, you know, walking along the street, you know, looking at their smartphones, you know. Some people, you know, texting. Then you go to a cafe or you know, you look at a restaurant and the people sitting there, you know, in a group, you know, and texting each other instead of using their mouth to talk. Yeah, I mean, what kind of world is that? I mean, it is a complete waste of our human birth. I mean, human birth is not easy, because we are born, you know, that's not easy. We have to grow up, that is not easy. We have to learn, you know, to crawl, we have to learn to walk, we have to learn to talk, and then we have to learn to think, you know. It takes 17 or 18 years, you know, I mean, to be able to fully control this body, yeah? And then we waste the rest of our life, yeah? And then death comes, you know, and then we are afraid of death, yeah? I mean, we shouldn't be afraid of death. You know, death is, you know, what dies is the body, the citta. Yeah? The owner of the body doesn't die. Yeah? It just goes into the next life. Remember this. You know, I mean, it is important. Remember that you're constantly under occupation. Yeah? You're an occupied country. Yeah? You're an occupied citta. Yeah? And whatever you think you want, whatever you think you hate, you know, I mean, it doesn't come from you, it comes from the kilesas, it comes from the avijja, yeah, that control you. Yeah? That's why we can use, you know, in our meditation, when there are some strange thoughts coming up, yeah, and say, anatta, that's not me, that's not mine, it doesn't belong to me, it's not myself, yeah. There's a thought, yeah, or there's a feeling, it's not my feeling, yeah. Because we cannot control the feeling or try it, you know what I mean? Yeah? If you have a bad feeling, yeah, go to your drawer and pick a nice feeling. Can you do that? If not, you know, it's not you. Yeah? It's not your feeling. Yeah? It's the same thing, you know, with a thought, you know, a strange thought or unwanted thought comes in, you know. Huh? You haven't invited it, or the memory, you haven't invited it. There's a memory, yeah? It comes and it goes, it comes and it goes, you know? In thoughts, it comes and it goes, yeah? Because we buy into it, yeah? We buy into it, we believe it is me, it is my thought, it is my memory, it is my feeling, yeah? I mean, we identify with something that doesn't belong to us, yeah? And the more we identify with it, yeah? I mean, we know, you know, for instance, we know the car is not my car, yeah? It's not me, it's not mine, it's not myself, it's okay, we bought it, you know, it is, yeah? So somebody scratches it, yeah, or somebody, yeah, ruins it, yeah, and then we feel unhappy. Yeah? And same thing, you know, if somebody hits you, you know, we feel unhappy. If somebody says some words to you, you know, that you don't like to hear, you feel unhappy. Yeah? But it's not you. Yeah? There's something, the citta is not the feeling, it's not the thought. Yeah? It sees there's a thought. Yeah? Yeah? If it lets the thought pass away like it has come, yeah, and it goes away, yeah? Then there's nothing. You know, yeah? The more we are attached, the more it hurts. Yeah? The more we grab hold of, yeah, think about, you know, ball rolling, you know, beside us, you know, and we grab hold of it, you know, but the ball has its own power, you know, I mean, it rips our hand off, yeah? So that hurts, yeah? The more we attach to these things, the more we attach to this body, the more we attach to these feelings, thoughts and memories, yeah? The more we hurt ourselves, yeah? So see them as they are, or, you know, see them in the way the Lord Buddha taught us, you know, anicca, they appear and they disappear, yeah? Anatta, you know, whatever appears and disappears cannot be me, cannot be mine, and cannot be myself. So use this, huh? But in order to investigate, I mean, you really have to make the mind really calm. Yeah? And this we do with Anapanasati or with the meditation of Buddha. Yeah? I mean, every thought or every memory that comes up, we replace with Buddha. Or we replace with the attention on the breath, yeah? Until there's no more thought coming in and there's no more memory coming in, then we feel happy and we feel safe, yeah? Because there's no more thoughts and there are no more memories, there's no future and there's no past, there's no worry, there's no fear. Ah, everybody wants that, yeah? And everybody can achieve this, you know, if he put some effort in his practice. So, don't waste your human birth, yeah? I mean, find a way out, yeah? And leave aside, you know, the things that are not necessary for your life, yeah? I mean, it is necessary to look after the body. You know, the body is something that is vital for our path to the way out, yeah? So we take care of it, but we don't overly take care of it, yeah? We take care of it in a way that is, you know, that is good for the body, yeah? And the rest of the time, I mean, we spend to find the way out, yeah? And the most important thing is investigating this body. What does this body bring us? Huh? What kind of happiness does this body bring us? Huh? If we are hungry, we eat, you know, we feel happy, yeah? But that is the same thing, you know. I mean, if you have a pot of hot water, you know, that burns us, you know, and if you have a pot of cold water, you know, that cools us, yeah. We put our hand in hot water and then we put it in the cold water, you know, I mean, we feel relieved, yeah, we feel happy because the pain has gone. It's the same thing, the pain of hunger, the pain of sleep, you know, I mean, it's the same thing. That's why we sleep, you know, and then when we wake up, yeah, most of us, hopefully, you know, wake up happily, you know, and then a new day starts, yeah. So, remember this, yeah, just a short introductory talk for you, yeah. Now you can phrase your questions.
So, anyone with questions, can you raise your hand?
No questions, huh?
Looks like it.
Yeah? Yeah, okay, you know, so the talk was enough, yeah? There are no questions in the chat either, or? Good morning.
Mante, good morning. Hope everything is auspicious for you and everybody in the monastery.
Probably much better than up in Washington. You're in Washington.
I bet so, yes. I am, yes. Okay, Bhante, so I am in a path right now of trying to disentangle myself from all the commitments and all the vicissitudes of lay life. Hopefully, well, that's my plan anyway. Hopefully, I have enough merit to go forth sooner than later. So I've been letting go and losing stuff and getting rid of things outside and inside through the practice, and that part of that has been like losing relationships, friends, not friends, like relationship, acquaintances that I don't really consider valuable for the path that I am right now. So at this moment, my interest in getting involved with somebody, it will be just if that includes the Dhamma or not. If there is no Dhamma pursued in this relationship, I will basically, I'm not interested. Mm. And that is not something that I am forcing on myself. It's something that is coming naturally. Mm. So these last few days, I was walking around my neighborhood, and there was this guy coming to me, and he looks obviously Hispanic. My first language is English. Spanish. English. So he greeted me in English, but then, you know, I knew he was Hispanic, and then I just greeted him in Spanish. So he was like really happy and surprised, and I could feel, you know, the joy that he found somebody who could speak Spanish with and all of that. And that is great. That is actually what I think I made the gesture of trying to greet him in Spanish. But then, you know, that opened the door of him trying to relate to me and make an acquaintance, maybe a friendship. And then I had to, from the best of my abilities to be polite and not to be rough and, you know, and not courteous. I just wanted to greet him, but I don't want like this coming into my life and trying to be friends with anybody who is not involved in the Dhamma. So, and that was kind of noticeable. And then I felt bad after that about that.
Bad?
I felt bad. Like, I had bad feelings because I did that. So I'm not sure if that's a good way to go about things, but from the inside, I feel that is the correct way for my path right now. So I wanted to consult with you. What do you think about that?
If you do all these things with your mind, it's not the right way. If you do the things from your heart, because your heart feels this is the correct way, then it is correct. Yeah? Even if the heart, you know, even if the heart makes a decision, you know, where the brain says, this, you know, and where you feel hurt, yeah? I mean, the heart is still the right thing to listen to. So don't do things, I should do this. No. If the heart, you know, lets go of, you know, these relationships, it's fine, yeah? The heart is not interested in this relationship anymore and it lets go of it, yeah? And says, yeah, this is not necessary. But if we try to make the things, you know, what we believe is good or we believe, you know, it is wholesome, then most of it is, it is not the right way, yeah? You understand what I'm trying to say?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, see how your heart feels.
Because that's what I'm trying to, I don't know, that's what I'm trying to explain from the way that I felt. So, that these tendencies that I have now are not like before I used to, you know, try to make friends and stuff, to whatever, dinners or go out and party and all of that. But that is something that is coming from inside of me now.
Okay.
I'm not forcing anything. Okay. So maybe is that coming from the heart?
Yeah.
As you express it?
Yes. Yes, it might be. Yeah. In the beginning, you know, be careful, you know, also examine it. Yeah. Even if you think it comes from inside, you know, I mean, see, are the results, you know, of your doing, of your action, of your words, wholesome or not wholesome?
Well, I think they are wholesome because part of the path, a big part of that is isolation, solitude. So you need to, you know, introspection.
Yeah. That is all, you know. I mean, in the beginning, if you're new to what the heart tells you, yeah. I mean, as a precaution, yeah. Examine the things that you do or the things that you say, yeah? If they are wholesome, if they give you a wholesome feeling. If they do, okay, go ahead, yeah. Because sometimes we think we know, yeah, or we think it comes from inside, but actually. It comes from the kilesa, yeah? And then we don't feel so good about it, yeah? You understand? So, just make sure that it goes in the right way. Yeah?
Okay. Thank you, Bhante. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So, other people, other questions?
In my daily practice, present moment awareness, I could be able to see the duality of mind more frequently. One moment the mind is peaceful, another moment is agitated, stressed, angry, worried, and fearful, because the mind doesn't like to be seen and doesn't like to be observed at all times. Recently, I experienced momentary of non-self, and my mind is worried and fearful when seeing the grasping of self is no longer in this body and mind. And at that very moment, the right understanding mind is very neutral and see the truth at its ease, because it has the kind of like, all the time, whatever I'm angry or whatever agitation and everything, is the self is there, make me angry. And now I could see like, how come there's no more very neutral, very calm, and the self is not there, and the mind starting to realize that the self is not there, everything is so peaceful. And the mind doesn't like, another mind doesn't like that hey, this is not me anymore, you know, I cannot control, and it's very agitated, angry, and they cannot control me anymore. I mean, I see the duality of that. Am I practicing it correctly, Ajahn? And how can I improve in my practice?
I mean, how long is the state where you feel no self? When you go into samadhi, how long is that?
It's like when I realize that the anger is there, and then I reflect what causes the anger at that very moment.
Mm.
And then what is the cause of that anger?
Mm.
And then how could it arise and etc. So at the very moment, it was like blank, nothing. Yeah. So everything stopped.
Yeah.
So that moment is like, where is this self just now so agitated, so stressed, where has it gone to?
Mm.
So that very moment it works like,
that's okay.
For me.
That is proper. That is proper. Whenever we investigate something, whenever we say there's anger, you know, I mean, we can look at it and the anger disappears, yeah? As long as it doesn't have, you know, the fuel, yeah? And the fuel is mostly memory and thought, yeah? So when we revert back to the Buddha or to Anapanasati, you know, there's no more fuel and the anger disappears. And within this moment, you know, the self disappears. But you should go into samadhi, you know, for a long time, for about 20, 30 minutes, you know, where there's nothing, you know, where there's just this stillness or this happiness or this peacefulness, yeah? And then once you come out, you should investigate the body, yeah? Because the hate comes from this, from our attachment to this body or the sensation that the body gives us. You understand?
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Ajahn.
Okay, another question?
So, Lompo, I can read out the questions that were sent online.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so, this one is from Andrew. So, when we meditate knowing the breath, is it okay to change the knowing of in and out of the breath to become the knowing of long and short, or any other qualities?
Yeah, I mean, of course, that's what we have to. But, I mean, when we observe the breath, we stick to a point, you know, be it around the nose, yeah? And then we observe the breath going in, we observe the breath going out, we know that the breath goes in, we know that the breath goes out, we know that the in-breath is longer or is long or is short, you know, the out-breath is long or short or is deep or shallow, yeah? But we need our attention on the point where we can feel the breath or in the end where we know where the breath is, yeah? So this is all okay, yeah? I mean, switching from the knowing, yeah? I mean, of course, you know, you can investigate all the aspects of the breath, yeah? Is the breath long or short, you know, or find the point, you know, where the in-breath changes to the out-breath or the out-breath changes to the in-breath, yeah? I mean, the knowingness, is that what we develop, yeah? And all sorts of all aspects of the breath, you know, I mean, we should know about them, yeah? Okay, next.
Next question. Namo Buddhaya Ajahn. When we do Buddha meditation, is it better to speak out the Buddha, Buddha, Buddha to make it easier to focus, or just keep repeating only in the heart?
I mean, don't say it out loud, yeah? I mean, repeat in the mind, repeat it in the heart, wherever you know that the Buddha is, yeah? The Buddha doesn't have a specific place, just like with the breath. The breath has a specific place, yeah? But the Buddha, you know, normally is in the mind, yeah? I mean, we don't speak it out, you know, we think it, yeah? So, Buddha is a thought, yeah? Once it is getting installed, the same thing happens, you know, as it happens with the breath. Once we get more mindful, once we have developed more sati, yeah? Then we know. Is the Buddha short? Is the Buddha long? Is the Buddha fast? Is the Buddha slow? Is the Buddha deep or is it shallow? Yeah? And this knowing is the same thing that we have to develop either with the Buddha or we have to develop with the breath. Okay?
Follow-up question. And for the Buddha meditation, is it better when we take the breath in, we say both in the heart, and breathe out, we say do? Thank you so much.
This is for the beginning, yeah? I mean, if you have difficulties to concentrate, then put with breathing in and do with breathing out, yeah? That's perfectly fine. But once we get concentrated, then it is too difficult to concentrate on two objects, because there are two objects. It's a breath and it's a Buddha. Then whatever we have done before, then whatever remains is either the Buddha or is the breath, then we should just stick with the Buddha or just stick with the breath. Don't try to keep constantly keep that going. Because if the concentration is good, it doesn't want to concentrate on two objects. Huh? And it is much better than, you know, to switch that what remains automatically. And one of them remains, yeah? I mean, be it the Buddha or be it the breath. Okay?
So next is the question from the chat. Longpo, during meditation, there are moments of total concentration. I am aware of the neutral feeling and the body is heavy, but I am only able to sustain this calm state for about 5 to 10 seconds. Then I am back to the surrounding awareness. How do I maintain this calmness for a longer time? Thank you, Longpo.
If you stick to your breath or stick to your Buddha, then you will, you know, over time it will become longer and longer. Yeah, I mean, it's just like a training. Yeah, I mean, we train samadhi just like we train to walk or just like we train to talk. Yeah, it takes time. Yeah. The problem or the problem that most people have, the moment they feel this, you know, whatever this feeling is, then they go to the feeling, and then after a few seconds, yeah, the feeling disappears because, I mean, our feelings are of fleeting nature. Yeah? And then, you know, I mean, then we are aware of the surroundings again, and then we get disturbed. Yeah? And we forgot that we actually should stick, yeah? We should stick all the time, no matter what kind of feelings, you know, no matter what happens. Yeah? Sometimes we have nimittas, you know, we see something, but we still should stick to the breath or still should stick to the Buddha. Yeah? And then over time it becomes longer and longer. Okay, next.
Venerable Ajahn, can you please give some pointers about following the precept of not lying and the quality of honesty, how to develop honesty? Can you explain how lying can cause harm in multiple lifetimes for oneself and others? Thank you, Longpo.
I mean, it's a difficult question to answer. You know when you don't tell the truth. I mean, if you have enough awareness, yeah, you know that what you're going to tell is not the truth. Then let it go. Don't follow up on it. Yeah? Don't say it out. The Lord Buddha said, even if it's a white lie, it's still a lie. Yeah? Don't follow it up. If we have awareness before we say something, yeah, and if it is truthful, yeah, let's go and say it. Yeah, but sometimes, you know, the truth can hurt other people. So I mean, if you know it, that might be hurtful to others, then don't say it. Yeah? Lies, yeah? I mean, that depends on, you know, small lies, you know, don't have so much effect on us. Yeah? But the lies will come back, yeah? The lies are boomerangs, you know, they come back to us, yeah? In this life, and in the next life, and in the next following life. Each lie that we promote, you know, that we talk out, or that we put out will come back to us, yeah? And not only one time, 1,000 times, yeah? It depends on who we talk to. Yeah? The more developed the person is, the more often it comes back. Yeah? And if we lie, you know, if we really deceive people, you know, if we make them, you know, make them foolish things because of our lies, yeah? then we go to hell, yeah? And, you know, for each lie that we did, you know, I mean, our tongue is pulled out, yeah? The next day for the next lie, you know, tongue is pulled out until, you know, I mean, until we serve our sentence, you know, and then we come back. Yeah? So So, I mean, lying is never good, yeah? That's all what I can say at the moment. It's really difficult, you know? I mean, just keep your awareness, you know, and then don't say anything that is not truthful. Okay, next.
These are the questions. Oh, any? You want to go again? Yeah.
Ajahn, another question. Every time when I meditate, I have the bright light on my forehead. So I try to bring down to my citta, but I can't because it was so bright until sometimes very, I can feel the heat. So what should I do, Ajahn?
Well, what you can try to do is, you know, I mean, concentrate on the breath or concentrate on the Buddha, you know, whatever you do. Yeah, you will have to pull it down. Yeah, I mean, you concentrate on the bright light, and the more you concentrate on the bright light, the stronger it becomes. Then try to concentrate on the breath. Yeah, if you can't pull it down, yeah? Because if you really concentrate on the bright light, it becomes brighter. Yeah?
I tried Buddha many times, but it goes off and it comes back again.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Don't be worried about it. Yeah, don't be, you know, I mean, the bright light appears and disappears. Yeah, I mean, be worried about your Buddha, be worried about the breath, you know, I mean, whatever it is. Yeah, and then, you know, once in a while, you know, try to pull it down. Yeah. If you can't pull it down, then stick with the breath or stick with the Buddha, yeah? Okay?
But I don't know why every time, whenever I close my eyes...
It's a sign of concentration. If our concentration is good, you know, a lot of people, you know, see it, you know? And then, yeah? I mean, then they get disturbed by this sign, yeah? And that's why the meditation doesn't progress, you know, because I think, you know, this light, how do I get rid of this light, you know, I mean, no, it's just a sign of concentration. Just like, you know, sometimes, you know, the sign of concentration is feeling happy, you know, all the tears are coming out, yeah? But the moment something happens, you know, in our meditation, we get worried about what is happening. And then, when we get worried about what is happening, we lose our concentration. Yeah? Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, another question, huh?
Yes, sir. Remember I have this jukebox in my head.
Yeah.
DJ always playing music. So I've been trying. Normally, my method is concentrating on the breath.
Yeah.
And that helps me a lot when the DJ is off.
Yeah.
And then when the DJ comes, the music starts playing. The Buddha takes better care of that.
Okay.
Because I guess I'm filling out that that place that the meeting place with the Buddha. So, but now I'm basically like using both methods.
Perfectly fine. Perfectly fine.
It's fine?
Yeah. You can in one session, you know, when you start to concentrate on the breath and you see that the music comes in, then, you know, just take the session with the Buddha, yeah? In the next session when it's quiet, you know, just take the breath. It really does not matter, yeah? But don't try to switch it within one session, you know? If you sit for 45 minutes and you decide to take the breath, then stick with the breath, yeah? If you decide to stay with the Buddha, then stick to the Buddha, okay?
Okay. Yeah. That takes care of the doubt that I had. But I wanted to share that what I'm feeling now that is like a big advancement, I guess, is that I don't get annoyed anymore by the music.
Okay.
So,
yeah, that is good.
I mean,
that means
kind of like what I felt before.
Yeah.
You were saying.
Yeah, no, that is fine. The less we take interest in the music, the less it is annoying, yeah? So, that means, you know, your interest, in the beginning, your interest in the music, what kind of music, you know, and then you get annoyed, you know? I mean, if you don't put any interest in the music, then it will go away.
Okay, so eventually, I'm guessing that it's...
Yeah, it's getting less and less, yeah? I mean, because you have been so much with music, you know, of course, you know, it comes up, yeah? But then you show no interest, you know, and after a while, maybe after weeks, after months, you know, maybe even it takes a year, you know, then it will never come back again, because we don't show interest. The Kilesas only try us, to perceive us or persuade us with things that we get interested in. Be interested, be it positive or negative, yeah? So they can show us horror there, and we get afraid, you know, that is also some sort of interest, yeah? Or they show us something nice and pleasant, yeah? But if you say, who cares? Then they don't use this method anymore for us to, you know, to lead us, you know, astray. Okay?
Thank you again, Mante.
Yeah, then we have some questions.
Okay.
Just one question, but it's a bit of a novel, so I'll summarize. So this person has had several suicides and deaths in their environment, and this has always caused them fears and anxieties, and some pleasant sensation in their chest. And they had a strong experience of that when they visited the temple where all their fears came out, their fears of dying and everything.
Mm.
And lately these things have resurfaced again, partly due to stress in their work as well.
Mm.
And it impacts them quite hard, and they're quite constantly afraid of several things like suicide or death. And they have difficulty to regain any calm. And the main problem is they also don't investigate it in their meditation because they're afraid of the answers that they would get. So they just like, your opinion on some tools would be useful to me to understand what's happening to me and overcome this fear and suffering that comes out of nowhere and prevents me from feeling better in my daily life.
That is the same question.
Yeah, right? It's just the end. Like, they would appreciate
it. Yeah, the only thing I say, you know, I mean, we have to get comfortable with the thought that we are going to die. But we are not going to die, the body is going to die. And how the body is going to die, it depends on the karma, of our karma from our previous lives. So there's nothing we can do. But we can get comfortable by thinking about death. I am born, yeah? I will live a certain amount of time, and then I will die, and then this body will die. Yeah? And when the body dies, you know, I mean, I just hop out of this body and look for another body. Yeah? Just like a car. Yeah? Think about death, you know, the death of your car that you love for 10 years, you know, and then it finally gives up, you know, everything, you know, and then you have to put it to the scrapyard. But you're not afraid of it, you know, because you can go out, yeah? And that's the same thing with the citta. The citta that occupies this body, you know, and controls this body, yeah? I mean, when the body is dead, the citta will never die, yeah? The citta is the everlasting tourist, yeah? Lungda Mahabua said it, you know, I mean, it goes from one realm to the next and then to the next, you know. It's just like we go from one country to the next, you know, and look, what is there? Ah, that's nice, you know, that's not so nice, yeah? And however long we are stuck in this realm or in this country, you know, and then we come back to another country, you know, and the body is just a vehicle. It's just like a car, yeah? Very complex car. Huh? I call it biological robot, you know. I mean, we are caught inside, you know, and we are this body. So, I mean, separate yourself out from this body and say, there's a body, you know, and there's a citta. Yeah? When the citta is calm, the body doesn't do anything. Yeah. And get comfortable with death. Yes, realize, you know, okay, sooner or later I will have to die. Yeah? I mean, I have died, you know, many thousands, many billions, many millions, billions of times. Yeah? So, I mean, what is it? Another death. Yeah? That's the only thing what I can say, you know. I mean, make your mind calm and, you know, and see, you know, what kind, yeah? What comes before this fear, yeah? I mean, these thoughts, how are they triggered? I had the same question from Alex, yeah? Mm-hmm. Choice, you know, was doing this question. Think about what comes before this thought, you know, the thought of death, you know, what comes before? What kind of situation? And then try to change this kind of situation. Yeah? I mean, look, you know, I mean, without sati, you know, I mean, you will succumb to your fear. And there's nothing that I can help you with, yeah? At that time, yeah? I mean, learn sati, yeah? Learn this awareness, train this awareness, know what was coming before the thought that where the fear came up, yeah? Or the memory where the fear came up, yeah? And then change this memory into something else, yeah? I mean, if it is this kind of memory, you know, bring up another memory. If it is this kind of thought, bring up another thought, yeah? I mean, it is up to us, you know? We do that all the time in our life, you know? We see something that is unpleasant, then we look the other way and see something that is pleasant and that attached to that. The unpleasant has not gone, yeah? But we don't look at it, yeah? It's the same thing, yeah? We just swap, you know, one thought with another thought. You know, be it the Buddha or be it whatever, yeah? Or, you know, think about heaven or think about this or think about that, you know, that induces a nice feeling, yeah? But get comfortable with death, you know, because sooner or later you will be faced again, yeah? No matter how old we are, we can die with 20, we can die with 100, yeah? And anything in between. We can even die in the womb, yeah? Okay, next. That was the only question. So, if there are no more questions, then this time, yeah? Today was short, yeah? Then let's finish up, or?
Okay. Yes. Thank you all for the Dhamma talk today and the answers to the questions. Yes, okay, respects to Long
Po. Okay, bye. And make the most use of your life, yeah? Of every moment, yeah? Don't squander away, you know, with your smartphones, yeah?
Bye-bye. Bye-bye,